respectfully, Madam Chairman.
Arguments by lawyers for Trigg Solberg, the founder of Trigg Supermarkets, fell flat again in Vilas County on Thursday.
So they can talk on direct.
Okay.
It's attorney Albert.
You can talk on direct.
Solberg's Carlin Club Properties is seeking permission to send three tanker trucks daily down a narrow town road to collect water from a private well. That plan is opposed by the county and its lawyers.
It just don't fit.
As well as dozens of people with homes around Carlin Lake, like Bob Rock.
I think we're invigorated just by gathering today and having over 40 people here in now this sixth hearing over the 4.5 years. Is a reaffirmation for me.
Lawyers for Solberg's company believe water pumping and transport should be allowed because the Carlin Club is grandfathered into a different zoning classification than the rest of the residential lake. Attorney Greg Harold made that argument to Board of Adjustment Chair Joy Hanser.
They could tear down the Carlin Club and build a hospital there. They could build an auto service station. All these things are permitted by your ordinance.
Honestly, Greg, that's absurd. You can't just tear it down and randomly build something and say, there you go. So that's an absurd statement.
The three daily trucks would each collect 18,000 gallons of water and truck it to Michigan for commercial bottling. That doesn't fit with zoning regulations, homeowners attorney Michael Stingel successfully argued.
What we're here about today is they have a particular use in mind for this property. Can it be used that way? And according to your ordinance, it can't.
Already, a circuit court judge and appeals court have rejected the plan. The Vilas County Board of Adjustment rejected it once before, but was considering it again at the direction of a different judge. But Thursday's 4-0 board denial of the proposal still might not be the end of the story, admitted Solberg attorney John Houlihan.
Depending upon the outcome here, it's maybe a matter to be brought up to the court again.
His side could now appeal it back to the circuit court. If that happens, it would be the seventh hearing on the case. Solberg's side hasn't won one yet. In Eagle River, Ben Meyer, WXPR News.